Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show on the Psychic Talk Network. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn. And if you don't know me, I am an intuitive healer, a certified crystal Reiki master, and an intuitive life coach. And today I come to you from beautiful Grafton, Wisconsin. All right. So before we move on with the show, I'd like to remind everyone that we are a call-in show. So if you would like some guidance or a reading, please feel free to call 714-816-4628 and be sure to press 1 on your keypad to be in the queue. Also, you can chat with us on psychictalk.net/live. And in our chat room, feel free to say hi, as well as post questions that you might have. All right. So before going on to our topic of our heart chakra, let's cover the energy of the week, as well as talk about the new moon that we have today, the new moon in Libra. All right, so when it comes to the energy of the week, this week's energy is about going within and finding peace and balance. So some of you may be on the receiving end of some high emotions this week, some hostilities towards you. And when we receive that, it's, you know, the divine is telling us that, you know, if, you know, someone is saying something hurtful and unkind to you, they want us to step back a little bit and evaluate before snapping back or retaliating. You know, it's time for us to really find that inner peace and try to understand why what was said to us is triggering us, as well as understand why someone would be so hurtful towards us. And a lot of times when that happens, it's not us. It's usually because of something that they may be going through. So that's the energy of this week for us. And when it comes to the new moon, it correlates because the new moon is this week, and it's actually today and tomorrow. And new moons are always about new beginnings. It's a new cycle. But this new moon in Libra is having us look back onto things that we have gone through in the past, whether it's about relationships or about jobs and opportunities, and having us to revisit it and to look at it from a different perspective. So how can you do things differently? And when it comes to journaling, because we can look back to the months before and see where we were at a few months back and what we did during this situation or what was told to us. And then look back at where we are at now and what we had learned from or what's different now than what you had experienced before. Also, this moon is about having us look within, just like the energy of the week. And it's wanting you to know that you are enough, that you shouldn't sell yourself short. Don't let others make you think or feel otherwise. If you have people in your life that make you feel less than fantastic or that you aren't enough, then maybe it's time to let them go. And this also goes with anything else you do not need in your life. And, you know, it's time to sort through and let go of anything that no longer serves us so we can make room for new things to manifest in our lives. And going along with the energy of the week, we need to forgive those who do us harm so that we can find peace and balance. Because when we do that, we actually are telling the universe that we want more peace and balance in our lives. This new moon is also showing us to let things flow. The universe and the divine knows what we need and want. So it's wanting us to live in the present and see the beauty of today. Notice all the things that are around us today and the magic that's happening around us. Now, when it comes to new moons, it's always wonderful to think about what it is you truly want in life. Because remember, we are good enough. We are enough. So a new moon is always a great time to write a manifesting letter. So what is a manifesting letter? A manifesting letter or a new moon letter is a letter that you write during the new moon, and it's a letter that you want to write to thank the universe and the divine for all that they have given to you and for the things that haven't manifested yet in your life, but you will be writing it. You already have it. Now, when we do this, it puts our mindset into the gratefulness mode, being grateful for all the things that we have, telling the universe that we want more of that. And so when we write this letter of what we want in our life, we're going to write it as if we already have it, but also you want to be very specific on what you want. So, for instance, imagine what you want when it comes to, if you want to travel, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? What are some of the foods that you may be eating on vacation? Or what are you hearing? You want to use all of your senses when it comes to writing a letter and write it down. And once you have written that down, read it out loud. And once you do that, you want to save it in your journal and just see what happens in the next few days, few months. And what you will want to do during the full moon is go back to your manifesting letter, read it out loud, or you can also release it by burning the letter, telling the universe this is what you really want. And the divine also wants us to know that we are to follow our passions. You know, they want us to follow our passions. That's why it's given to us for a reason. We feel these passions for a reason. You know, the things that we really love. So, you know, when it comes to writing these letters, you know, write whatever you want in that letter, what you really want to receive, and really just be there when it comes to what you want. Okay. So, when it comes to our heart chakra, you know, it is about what we want, our passions, and our love. And our chakra is the center of our oneness. All of our healing takes place within our heart chakra, and our heart is where we give and receive love, and also it governs our relationships. The heart chakra is the bridge between our upper and lower chakras, and it's associated with the thymus gland, as well as our heart and our body. Now, when it comes to the color of our heart chakra, because it has two aspects, the giving and receiving, it is associated with two different colors. So the giving part is in front, and it's associated with the color green. And the receiving part is in the back of the heart, and it's associated with the color pink. So what I love about the heart chakra, or the heart chakra, and also when I do cleanse, clear, and balances of chakras for clients, is that even though chakras mean wheels, I see crystal lotuses in my mind's eye. And they'll be either be opened or closed. And once it's cleansed, it'll be a bold color in the associated color for their own chakra. So when it comes to heart chakra, what I tend to see is one lotus, and half of the lotus will be green, and the other half will be pink. I also want to mention that when it comes to crystals, many times I suggest rose quartz when it comes to the heart chakra, because it has to do with the receiving end, receiving love. Many times, we are great at giving love, but we have a hard time receiving it, especially when it comes to light workers and people who serve their communities. We tend to give a lot of ourselves, but we don't know how to receive that love back. So let me ask you, are you happy? Are you okay with giving and receiving love? Can you give without expecting to receive? Now, giving and receiving is like breathing. We breathe in, and as we breathe in, we receive air. So imagine that you are receiving love. And when you breathe out, it's like giving love. You're breathing out. And giving and receiving is a cycle. When we give and receive in balance, we feel balanced energetically. When we give too much of ourselves and not receive in return, we feel drained physically and manifest in our bodies. And this is because our own energetic cups are not being filled. So you might be asking, how do I receive? How do I fill my own cup? You receive by loving yourself. Self-love is very important. We can't expect someone else to love us when we don't love ourselves. When we love ourselves, you send that energy out into the universe, to others, which then brings others with similar energy back into our lives. As well as telling others in the universe that you're ready to receive more love into your life. Now, some of you may be asking, okay, if I love myself, why isn't it that love is coming to my life? I'm going to ask you then, have you found your true passion in life? Have you found something that really, truly, something that you truly love to do? It has to be authentic. Our energy doesn't lie. So if we're telling ourselves that we're loving ourselves, we need to really look into that. Are we truly loving ourselves? So what does it look like when we have a weak or a closed heart chakra or a healthy one? Now, someone with a closed heart chakra isolates themselves and doesn't feel connected to anything bigger. They may be depressed, and the world feels cold to them. It can also manifest in their bodies, like having cold hands, or shoulders hunched over, like you're closing your heart. Now, someone with an open heart chakra is grateful to be alive, has good connections to the world around them, can empathize with others, shows compassion, and knows how to receive. For instance, doesn't feel uncomfortable receiving a gift or a compliment. So you're comfortable, whenever someone gives you a gift. So how is your heart chakra doing today? Is it open and healthy? Or can you use a little help? So here's some suggestions to help your chakra. Loving acts of kindness. So when's the last time you did something for someone without expecting anything back? For instance, I am a coffee drinker, and whenever I get the chance, I like to go to Starbucks, to the drive-thru, because usually I have my kids in the car with me. And what I'll do once or twice a month, when I get a chance, if there's someone behind me, I'll pay for the drink. And I'll tell the barista to have them pay it forward. And there was one time where I did that, and the same day I looked into my Facebook page, and moms, within my community, they were mentioning how at Starbucks there was a whole chain of cars doing the same thing. And, that just gave me the chills, because you never know who needs something. If someone is going through a rough day, it will encourage others, inspire others to do the same. So, it doesn't have to be, at a coffee shop. It could be, while you're grocery shopping, helping someone there. Or, whether you're inside the shop, praying for someone right behind you. So there's, you know, so many ways that we can do acts of kindness that may just really help someone that is having a rough day. Now, another suggestion is starting a gratitude journal. Now, when I first started my spiritual journey, and you know, I was trying to come out of my own depression after my losses, I started journaling about everything I was grateful for. And I had seen this online, and which, you know, got me started. And it started out small, and it wasn't easy. But once I kept doing it consistently, and even looking for the small things that were just right around me that I had, it became easier, and my mindset started to change. And, you know, it starts with listing 5 things every day, because we all have something to be grateful for. You know, just look around you. Look around your home that you may have, the community that you live, the friends that you have. And every day, just add a few more. And soon you'll see that your mindset goes into the grateful mode, just being grateful for every single little thing that we have and that's around us. Now, along with gratitude, another suggestion is meditating and praying. Now, take that list of what you're grateful for and thank the divine, whether you call him or her God, source, you know, et cetera. And thank them for all that you have. And meditate to be centered and at peace. And listen for the messages the divine may have for you, as well as what they want to show you. Because you'll be surprised by how you feel after you meditate. It helps you to fill your energetic cup, even if you don't realize it, or if you don't think that you're receiving any messages. But know that you always are, whether it's through images that you see in your mind's eye, feelings that you have, your gut instincts. And you know, when it comes to, I know I didn't really talk about the giving part as much, except for the acts of kindness. But it's also important to give. You know, if we're always receiving, that throws us off balance as well energetically. So really listen to your bodies, because our bodies manifest what we may be lacking energy-wise. And really tune in, just like our energy of the week. Really tune into yourself. Because when we do, we'll feel much better, but also we'll receive the intuition that we need, the next steps that we need to do, as well as ways of giving, and also ways of loving ourselves. Now, we've also talked about mirror work that, you know, the last few weeks, and how whenever we look in the mirror in the bathroom or wherever else we have mirrors in our house, and to say affirmations to really help us to feel better about ourselves to know that we are good enough. And so let's add one more to that, and that is I am love. Because we are, you know, we are divine beings here to love ourselves as well as to love others. So now that we've talked about our heart chakra a little bit, if you would like some guidance, please be sure to call 714-816-4628 and be sure to press 1 on the keypad to be in queue. And I would love to help you with, you know, whether it's with your heart chakra or any other guidance that you need, as well as reading. So you know, be sure to call in, things like that. Or we are also on psychictalk.net/live. If you have questions, you can post it there as well. Now, I've been pulling cards, oracle cards, for our topic and for our heart chakra today. The card that I pulled was Dwelling in Truth. And it says, I stand in the light of truth. Now, with that card, the divine wants us to know that our truth is that we are love. And we are here to give and receive love. And others that align with you. So I'm going to have this this card posted on our Facebook group. And you can go there, facebook.com, Compassion Light. All right. So before we go on to taking some calls, let's go visit some of the shows that are coming up at Psychic Talk Network. So tomorrow, on the show Power of Three, Peeling Wisdom, the ladies, Rose and Fiona, are going to be talking about Journey to Wicca, and they have a special guest, Stella Webb. So be sure to tune in to them at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Thursday, Sue and Anne on the Soul Sister Show will be talking about the universal laws and how you can apply them. So be sure to tune in, and they are also taking calls. So that's on Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Friday, the Goddess Guidance Show is back with Shakti and Nikki, and they will be talking about goddesses of witchcraft. So be sure to tune in with them, and they'll be on at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 1 a.m. London Time. Okay. So I believe we have some callers. We have a caller, area code 330.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Kim. How are you today?
Hi. Well, I found out the guy I was interested in is definitely not coming to me again. So is someone new?
Okay. Let me see here. I feel that there is someone out there, but there's, let me ask you, have you gone through some issues with previous people with you were with?
Yeah. I've done a lot of clearing, releasing, forgiving.
And, you know, today we're talking about the heart chakra, and I feel that there's still something that, some things that you need to work through, and it has to do with receiving. So it has to do with loving yourself and doing stuff that you love to do.
Okay.
So when it comes to what you've worked on, what have you worked on, and what have you discovered?
Going to the gym now. I go out with my friends now. Mm-hmm. I'm doing all this stuff by myself, but I want someone to do it with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you mentioned going out with friends and things like that, and that's great, but how about doing things on your own?
Well, I go by myself and I meet them there, so either I'm by myself, you know, a little while so I can look around.
Okay.
I'm not sitting at home. Nothing.
I understand that. Because I ask is, you know, are you comfortable, you know, doing stuff that you love by yourself? You know, are you comfortable being on your own? And I think that's some.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I go to the movies. I go to the restaurant. I do a lot. I travel by myself.
Uh huh. Okay. And when you're traveling on your own, are you very? Are you present in that moment?
I'm there. I'm looking around. I'm open to guys coming up and talking to me. I smile at them. I've given a couple guys my number, and either they're attached mm-hmm. or something else.
Mm-hmm. Because what I'm feeling is, again, you may be doing all of these things on your own, but I feel like your mind and you're always wanting to have someone there with you. You're always wanting to have someone there. But what I'm seeing is you need to be very comfortable with just being on your own first, if that makes sense.
Well, I've lived by myself for 25 years, so I'm okay. I don't want to be by myself anymore.
Okay. Yeah, this is, you know, how I'm feeling, and yeah, let me pull some cards to kind of So, yeah, so along the lines of what I've been mentioning is you really do need to find your passion, you know, focus on yourself, what you really love to do, so that you're not dependent on having someone, you know, wanting to have someone. And when we don't look for someone will be brought to you. And just like the new moon energy and the energy of the week, you know, feel, you know, I want you to, I encourage you to, you know, write that letter, you know, the manifesting letter on what you want, and write it as if you have it. You know, be sure to do some meditating. I know that you've worked on yourself, and, you know, that's great. But what are your passions in life? You know, what is it that you need to do to, on your own to really, you know, truly love yourself so that you're not dependent on someone else. You're not dependent on having someone else. Because when we don't look, that's when things just come our way. I hope that helped. Hello? Hi, Kim, are you still there? Okay. All right. So I think we've lost her, but that's all right. So right now, I would like to have so at this time, you know, what I like to do on my show is do some meditation. You know, to really get us centered for the week, and to really have us look within, especially, you know, if your life is chaotic. Or you're always busy. You know, it doesn't take long to go within, meditate. So if you can, I encourage you to close your eyes, and we're going to take a few deep breaths. So breathe in for 4. Hold for 4, and breathe out for 4. Let's do that again. One more time. Breathe in. Hold. And breathe out. And then I'd like for you to touch your heart. And when we do that, our mind goes to our heart, into our heart space. And once there, I'd like for you to create a scene. And if you have been listening to us, to my show, the last few weeks, we've talked about our heart space and putting elements from nature into our space that really calm us, that make us feel peaceful. So whether it's mountains, blue skies, sunset, a field of flowers, a waterfall, a river, an ocean. So whatever that is, have that scene. And really see it. What does it feel like? Is it a little bit breezy? Is the sun shining down? Like for you to notice that you're right there. Now, notice a door in your heart space. And what does this door look like? Is it a new door? What color is it? Does it have windows? Any other details that you notice? And then imagine the door open. That's our intention, to have our angels and guides join us in our heart space. Notice the things that are going on. Are you noticing your angels and guides coming through that door? Do you feel a new energy? Because that can be the energy of your guides or your angels. Do you notice anything else? Do you hear anything? What pops into your mind? Any ideas? Any messages that you hear from your guide? And having talked about the heart chakra today, really listen for messages that they may have to tell you when it comes to who you are. What are they telling you? Are they telling you how good you are? That you're good enough? So are you being shown anything? Do you see something that they're giving to you? And if you have any other questions you have for them, be sure to ask. Also, I want you to notice if there are things that you haven't placed in your space. that may just kind of appear. Really notice it. And if you're not sure what that is, you can always ask your angels. And listen to your to what they have to say, whether it's through actually hearing it in your mind, or feeling it or seeing it. And when you notice those things or hear those things, be sure to remember it so that you can write it down in your journal. You can write it down even now. And those are all signs for us, things that we need to pay attention to. Once you have your messages, be sure to thank your guides and your angels. Thank them for being there with you and for all that they do for you. And send them on their way. And then take a few deep breaths. And open your eyes when you're ready. And be sure to write down all the things that came to you during the meditation. And nothing is insignificant when it comes to your meditation. Anything you heard, any thoughts and ideas that came during that time, I encourage you to jot it all down in your journals. Now, something I'd like to add on top of our topic today about our heart chakra is that loving ourselves is also giving us yourself a break. This means saying no to things at times. And with this week's energy, you need to know that saying no may bother some people. But you are important. Your energy is important. No one can fill your energetic cup like you can. So, we can't always expect to go, go, go. Always on the move. Because our bodies are going to say that it's time to rest. So be sure to learn to say no. That's part of being loving ourselves. And take time to do things that you love. Maybe that means to take a day off of work for you time. And maybe it's saying no to doing laundry for a day or two so that you can get some rest. Because if you burn out, who's going to be there to help those that you help if your body just gives out? So be sure to fill that in your energetic cup. And also, going out in nature really does fill you as well. Going out there and taking a few deep breaths of that fresh air, or going out during the sunset and really just basking in the sunset's energy. I love doing that myself when I can. It really does, you know, give you that energy. You know, make it, you know, feels refreshing. Feels like, you know, you have this new motivation. You may get some new ideas on projects to do, or different ways to deal with different issues going on in your life. And yeah, just connecting with nature and connecting with the divine in that way. You know, and grounding, and you know, take the time to do that. You know, if you have kids and you don't feel like you have that time, take your kids outside and do it together. You know, sit on the ground, on the grass, and just bask in it all, the sunshine. You know, and you'll feel that new energy really just come in. And give you that motivation that you need, give you that energy that you need to move on with your day. You know, if you're feeling like you're stuck or feeling like you need to do something new, but you don't know what it is. And, you know, that's also why whenever we tune in, whenever we meditate, we have those elements in nature, because those will really help us to feel connected to everything around us. I encourage everyone to take that time. If we're always busy helping other people and not receiving, and you know, if we don't have that energy anymore, how are we expecting to help other people if we don't feel okay? And, you know, like I mentioned before, you know, when our energetic cups aren't filled, if it's empty, it's going to manifest in our physical bodies. You know, we're going to be tired. We're going to be not wanting to do anything. It's going to manifest in pain in our bodies, not being able to get up in the morning. I encourage everyone today to do something that will fill that, whether it is taking a nice hot bath or reading a book that you love. Yeah, just, you know, take that time for yourself. And I want to thank everyone for calling and for those who listened today and who will be listening later. And be sure to tune in next week for our show on the throat chakra. And also be sure to come back tomorrow to listen to our special guest on Power of Three show. And if there's anything that you need, we're there in our group, Psych Talk Network. You can always contact us on psychictalk.net. You'll see all of the hosts on there. So if you'd like to chat with one of us, just feel free to contact us. As well as I do book sessions for healings. And if you need some guidance, so you can go to psychictalk.net/Catherine. And we also have our group as well for the show. And I have that posted on psychictalk.net/live. So thank you again for listening. And I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye for now.